put all of in. If he's makpid, he wants it to get it out, then tak, it's not both of them, tak, it's tamei. But he loy, but if he's not makpid and nechnami, then tak, it's bottle. Even if Berchu would agree, then it's bottle. Here, we're holding the Sama Gimel now, we're with Aleph on top. So again, it said in the Mishnah, Ezeo Roy Tofel, what's called Roy Tofel, these are one of the signs of Mammonim. So Tonim learned like this, Kol Shaloi Toyim Klum Niberu. It means by evening, he did not eat anything. And then the next morning, the first spit that comes out of his mouth, that's called Roy Tofel. So Sovra Rapapa Kagmi the Rav Lameim, Rapapa thought to say in front of a Rav, that command the Yoma Loitoi Midibirta. It means say did not eat anything the night before, he didn't eat anything the whole night. It's not only the first thing when he woke up in the morning, he didn't eat since the morning, but it means even last night also he did not eat. Samar says no, Omale Rob Rubber said back, Mikatoni Berev, does it say like he did not eat at evening? Mi Berev Katoni, just means Mi Berev. Means from evening onwards, means the nighttime onwards, means in the morning he did not eat. But last night he did eat. Lafuka just means to like this, Heche the Kodim V'yochom. If he woke up early in the morning and he ate then, that's not called Roy Tofel. So the kid said, night time he could eat like normal. Then he goes to sleep. Just means the next morning, before he eats in the morning, that spit is called Roy Tofel. But once he eats in the morning, it's not called Roy Tofel anymore. Omar Rabba Baba Chonim Rabbi Yechanan, Eizeya Roy Tofel. What's considered Roy Tofel? Kol Shov Rolov Chatzos Laila means it passed by midnight. Uvishin and he was sleeping. So we need two things to make it into Roy Tofel. Question means as he was sleeping from Chatzos till the morning, or even he was eating until Chatzos, but then from Chatzos on, but he was not eating and he slept. Then in the morning, that's called Roy Tofel. So Mor Slamein, what he wanted me to tell me, the Bishin that Talia Mills is totally in sleeping that he has to sleep at night. Kuri, you see, that's enough at night time, it's enough, you don't have to sleep, you don't have to... you see, that's enough at night time, it's enough, you don't have to sleep, you don't have to sleep at night time, just all night time pass by, it's enough. You don't have to be sleeping though. Someone says no. Hossam over there, ben esnamne, means he's dozing off. Not that he's up so night, but he's dozing off, that's all considered like he's sleeping. Heichidon, what's the case, misnamne? Heichidon, misnamne? Omer Ravashi, niyem v'leinim. He's dozing, sleeping, but not sleeping. Tivlo tir, he's up, but not completely up. That means, like dozing off. What does that mean? To correlate, we call in the honor, and he answers. But v'lo yoda laduri svar, can't answer back. A good svar, he can't answer back. V'chi mitkule, when we remind him, though, mitkule reminds himself. Tadu lema this. His skin v'shana pig, woke up in the morning, learned the perik mishnayis, ain't the word, that's not considered very tough anymore. Because that also sweetens off his breath. The Yad Kama Rav Yudah Barshel Omer Ravashi Omer Rav Loza Kol Shiyotzer Roiv Dibur Shalashoyis. Who then, if he speaks the amount that he usually speaks within 3 hours, says also is Mavato the Kodesh or the Reich. So Reich has to mean that before he spoke, these 3 hours worth in the morning. So it means the Kitzah that he slept last night, and also did not eat since last night, and also did not speak 3 hours worth of talking in the morning. Then the next case is May Grisim Liisa. What does that mean to say? Grisin v'shapul. It says the Mishnah was soaking these beans in water. So lema la'avinu, let's say misalim l'Rosh Lakish, be proof to Rosh Lakish. The Yom Rosh Lakish says that roi tofu tzoruch in kol echad v'yechod. There were all these other six amon, mostly you have to have some spit there. That's why here with liquidy, maybe it means with the spit. So it says you have to chew it, so pashto means with the spit. Someone says, no, Dilma may be here, Dilma havlo de puma malim. Maybe just the heat of the mouth was enough, but that you have to have the spit. Mas nisim lek rebudit, the tiny lek rebudit oimer. May grisin rasech, it has to be hot may grisin. And also, the oiver sheet and take a melech before you put salt inside this grisin. So my masha, what's the proof to say the high yoyt is lashon oiver means lishtin, that doom means before? Or merav nachlin by yitzol, the amikor, the prosik says, v'yorat sachimoy, the derech hakikom, Vayavar es hakushi, went before the kushi. Abayi Rav Yochman, this posik, v'oivu lefneim, he went in front of him, mashman before. V'yvoisim, if you want to tell him, Yochman, v'yavar malachim lefneim, v'ashem b'roishim, mashman before. So from these three tutsim, we have a right to say that the word v'yavar means from before. Then it says the Mishnah Meiraglayim, shechemitzu, urine that became old. Tony, we learned, kama chemitzu, what does it mean to say it becomes sour, it became spoiled like? Shloishiyom has to be 3 days old. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, called Shira Chachom Viksamim Tzor Shilish Urin. You have to know exactly what shear we're talking about. Is a shear for the shear. You have to know whether it's the yellow or the zokin, is the urine from the young child or from an older person. The isha, from a man or from an isha. Mechusim and megulim, was it covered or was it uncovered? B'yamayisachama or b'yamayisachashamim. You have to know clearly what time of the year it was, this merig lion, to know when it would help and when it would not help. The other Mishnah says, v'tzorach v'sachsa shos pom, you have to, with each one of these, clean it three times, rub it three times. So boy rabiyamiya, tuya vasuya, when you rub it back and forth, chad is that like one? Or do it maybe tuya vyasuya tati, back and forth is it like two? My, what's the locha teiku? Why is by teiku? So is it rubbing it back and forth, is that like one or that's like two? And in other words, you have to do three times back and forwards. Have urine slick, you said urine doesn't help. Turn rabbonin. Hiktim shniyim l'rishonim. You did the shniyim, the last four, before you did the first three. So Tana Chodim, one Brice, you will learn Shniyim Olo, the second one's help. Rishonim Olo, the first ones are not help. For Tanya, there's another Brice that says the opposite way, they're Rishonim Olo, the first ones help. Loi Shniyim Olo, the second ones are not help. So Rabbi Abai says like this, EDVD both means really Shniyim Olo, the second ones do help. For Loi Rishonim, not the first ones you did. Because what you did here was now, first you did the fourth, fifth, and sixth, and seventh. And then you did one, two, and three. So the kids, so the one, two, and three works. My Rishonim, Rishonim like a Sidra, and Rishonim like a Rosan. I mean to say the last one, two, and three, they work, then you continue on, four, five, six, seven. Yes. Now the Mishnah says, Kolisha Shiesh Levestas Dayeshosa. That's the famous Aloha Dayeshosa. Then when she does see Dam, she's only told me from then on, and not from before. There's no Din Mace Lace to the Rabbonin if she has a Vestas. Now the Mishnah Chiddush here is V'yelo Hein HaVestas. These are new type of Vestas we didn't have before. Up until now, we only had if she sees the same day, or she's the same time, like every third week, every fourth week, she sees every day, or else the 15th day of the Chiddush, she saw upon the days. Now we have a new type of Vest called Vest HaGuf. Elu Hein HaVestas. The Fehekis means that, let's say, she yawns a lot. That before she gets her period, she yawns a lot. Or else umateshes, or else she sneezes a lot. Or else v'choshes v'pikrisa, or else she gets a special pain at the tip of her stomach, like she gets a special pain. Or else v'shifulei meyeho, or else at the bottom of her on the intestines, on the bottom part over there. Or else v'shefas, and she has a flow of dam. Which the Gemara asked the question, what's the Chiddush of this? So every time she would tell me that she has dam, there's a flow of dam. So we'll see what that means for Shefas. Now, Kemin Samarures, also she gets type of shivers before she has a period. So these are called Avestas Haguf, that before she gets a period, one of these things happen. But not just time she sneezes once or yawns once. I tell you, it means it happens a lot of times, after a long time, like an hour or so before she gets a period, she was sneezing for an hour before, or yawning an hour before. So then that's called the Vestas, that the next time she starts yawning like this, she has to be afraid she's going to see Dam, and she has to be purged from her husband. Yeah. Other similar things also, that the goof changes, this is a little bit of a sign that the period's about to come. V'chol shekavol or shleshepom. Anytime these things happen three times in a row, or three times, harei the vest, that's called the vest. So it's a shal exactly in which part does the last Mishnah go. Some say it goes on Davka, Bechok Yetzer, and we'll see in the Gemara, things we add on, other things. So those other things, Chosh Kavas, Lashash, probably happens three times. So somewhere three times means that the next three times she has a period, if she has these type of pains, that's Kaveh to be a vest Kavua. Others say no, that this is vest Haguf. Even one time is Kaveya. So Shlesh Shepon means, like before she had a period now, she had these simonim three times in a row. Like a set of sneezing or a set of yawning, if it happened three times, that's enough to be Kaveya Veset. You know, see in the Gemara. The other one says, the Chura Tanina Chodazim, we learned this first part of the Mishnah already. As more on Dav Beis, they will learn that Kolisha Shiesh Levesis, any Isha that has a Vest Kavua, so Daish also, when she sees down that tissue, she's only Tomei, from then on, not from before. So most is true. Hosom bevestas the yoima. Before we're talking about the vest of the day, the Rashi says kagoin mitesvav the tesvav. She sees every 15th day of the month. So that's a best kavua for the days. So then we said it comes the 15th day of the month, and she sees that day, she's only tummy from then on and not from before. But och here, the chiddush of our Mishnah is the vest of the gufa, where tishinu and the guf, the body, like we have these pains, and that's also called the vestus. And if she has this pain and then she sees dam, we say the dam only started to come now and not from before. Kiriktan, like it says, Elu hein vestus, these are the vestus in our Mishnah. It says, hoysim fahekis, where she was yawning, res matesha, she was sneezing, res fahashesha, pipukrisa, she had a pain, the top of her stomach, or vishifulamia on the bottom of the intestines, vishifas, or else she had a flow of dam. The next question, shifas, hoshofa viyozlo, like what kind of vestus is this? She's seeing dam right now, that's the way she sees dam, what's the chiddush over here? Rashi says, "O kashofa biyozlo, veichinu a vest. What's the vest? Hoyu v'chol yomer roiv. She sees dam. The whole time, like the avmin is now. She kaseida sees dam. There's a straight flow of dam. So, what's the chiddush of here? L'chur pshita. I mean, where's the vest of that? She's seeing dam the whole time. So, it says, Omer ulu says like this. Omer ulu brei the Rav Yiloi. That the case we're talking about over here is."